We begin the current daf in Sefer Shvuos, daf Yud Gimel. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Yamin. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, the Mishnah had told us that regarding all other sins in the Torah besides Yediyas Satuma, which we had spoken about, the Karbon Oil of Yared, and then it applies to the Sar HaNasah Bifnim HaYom Kippurim, the Sar HaNasah B'Chutz. Regarding all other sins, the Sar HaMishtaleach, what's called the Sar LaAzazel, that atones for all other sins, including Lois Essays, Essays. The Gemara wondered, what's the case of Essay? If he did Tshuva, he doesn't need Yom Kippurim. If he didn't do Tshuva, then no carbon should atone for him, because that's Sevech Risham Taiva. Said the Gemara, our Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Rebbe holds, even if a person did not do Tshuva, Yom Kippurim atones for him, except for 3 different cases. Which, on that, the Gemara asks, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he holds Perik Oil, Megala Panav Atayr, and Mefe Bris Mabasar, where if a person does not do Tshuva over there, Yom Kippurim does not atone for him. Says the Gemara, the Tanakh Linda Brisa. Pasuk says in Mimidbar, Kidvar Hashem Bazak, because the word of God he's disgraced. Zeha Pirik Oil, that refers to someone who throws off the yoke, who denies, so to speak, Kaifer Be'ikr, where he disgraces Dvar Hashem, because what was the first words that Hashem said at Har Sinai that we heard from him directly, not like the other mitzvahs which we heard from Moshe Beinu, was Anochi Hashem Lekecha, I am Hashem your God. And someone who denies that, he's being Mevazah Dvar Hashem. Moreover, included in this is Megala Panav Atayr. Is someone that is disgraceful in how he discourses the words of Torah, because from the fact that the pasuk used the terminology of bizayin, of disgrace, this refers to someone who's Megala Panav Atayr, who is the Mevazah, who is disgraceful in regards to how he expounds the words of Torah. And the pasuk continues, Ves mitzvah say hefer, and my mitzvah he has nullified, sounds like singular, his mitzvah. This refers to someone who nullifies the covenant of the flesh, of the circumcision, which is a singular mitzvah. It was the one mitzvah that Avraham Avinu was commanded. The pasuk continues, he karis to karis, a double terminology of he's going to get karis. What that means to say, says Rabbi, is he karis lefnei Yom Kippurim. He's going to get cut off, he's going to karis before Yom Kippurim. And to karis lach Yom Kippurim, the extra word karis comes to say that even after Yom Kippurim, he's going to get karis. Continues the Brisa, Yochla Filasa Tshuva. So I would think to say that even if he repents, still these 3 things cut him off forever. Tamalaymer Avaynaba, that's what the Pasuk teacher says, his sin is in him. Loyamarti Elibas Macha Avaynaba, I only said this if his sin is in him. In other words, we see that the Pasuk is talking about when he did not repent. And it's regarding these 3 Averis, which the Pasuk is revealing to us, that it's even going to be there even after Yom Kippurim. But the inference is regarding all other Averis, even if he did not repent, Yom Kippurim is going to atone for him. That's the source for Rebbe, who the Gemara said is the Tana of our Mishnah. Whereas Rabbanan, that they hold that even by other Averis, Yom Kippurim does not atone for someone who does not repent. They tell you that this that the Pasuk is revealing regarding these 3 Averis is not regarding Yom Kippurim. Rather, when it says Hikaris Tikaris, is telling you Hikaris Ba'il Hazeh. For these 3 sins, the person gets cut off in this world, and Tikaris La'il Ma'boy gets cut off in the world to come. In other words, that even death does not purge the person for these 3 sins if he did not repent. In contrast to other sins, even if a person did not repent, the death purges him after Yom Kippurim. But Yom Kippurim without death, that they hold, that's not going to go ahead and purge the person from anything. And that's what the Pasuk says, Avayin Aba, but that's only if his sin is in him. Meaning, Shemasa Tshuva, but if he does repentance and his sin is not in him, and then Umesa, and then he dies, then Misa Memarekis, then the death will purge him even for these 3 sins, and he's not going to be cut off from the world to come. But Tikaris doesn't mean like Rebbe that Tikaris even after Yom Kippurim, because every Aver is even Tikaris after Yom Kippurim if there's no repentance. Rather, it means Tikaris Leilam Haba, and that if a person repents and it's not Avayin Haba, then he will not get cut off for the world to come. Now the Gemara goes back to what the Gemara had said in the previous daf, to explain that the halacha of a Mishnah is like Rebbe, because he's the one that we could explain what mitzvahs to say are atoned for by the Sar LaAzazel, which we said must have been the person who didn't do repentance, because if he repented, doesn't need Yom Kippurim. Repentance itself by mitzvahs to say automatically atones. So now to ask the Gemara, mi mitzvahs mukman lo k'Rebbe, could we really say the Talmud of a Mishnah like Rebbe? But v'ham the sefer Rebbe Yehuda, even the fact that the end of our Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda, sereishin nami Rebbe Yehuda, there must be the beginning of the Mishnah is also Rebbe Yehuda. How do we know the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? The Ketani say, for the end of our Mishnah says, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehanim, Echad Kehanim Meshuch. In other words, regarding this halacha of the Yisrael HaZazel, it ends off its statement by saying that it atones for a regular Jew, Kehanim, and the Kain Meshuch for the anointed Kain. That for regarding all their other sins, they're atoned for with this Sar HaMashalech, the he-goat that sent away and sent off the cliff, HaZazel. Says the Gemara, Omanis lehaisvar. Who holds to this logic that Kahanim are atoned for with the Sar Mishtalech? That is Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to explain later on Amud Beis. Mechlal, the Reish Rabbi Yehuda, obviously the Tano who's saying this statement of what the Sar Lazaz atones for in the beginning of that statement is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi. And Rabbi Yisrael says, not a difficulty, it's Rabbi He, who, as we said, therefore, by the mitzvah, say, is even though he did not repent, Yom Kippur atones, because he holds, besides those three that we mentioned before, Yom Kippur atones for even without tshuva. But he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, regarding the last part of his halacha, that applies that it even atones for Kahanim and the Kohen Mashuach, which, as we'll see later on, is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, on that, asked the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Davka Kamamar, did you, the master, Rabbi Yosef, his Rebbe, did you specifically say that Rebbe Sabala like Rabbi Yehuda? Was it intentional the way you said it, like that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yehuda like Sabala like Rebbe, but the other way is not true? Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe that Yom Kippur atones for people even if they did not repent, and therefore the halacha of our Mishnah would not be like Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah, we said, inevitably is telling us even if the person did not repent for the mitzvah, say it's going to atone for him. Or maybe no. Mid the Rebbe Sabala like Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that, as we're proving, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, so after Rebbe Yehuda, so will Anamaki Rebbe, so too Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and therefore our Mishnah could even be like Rebbe Yehuda. Miyu, however, why didn't we say it in that way, that Rebbe Yehuda is the Tana of our Mishnah, and he holds like Rebbe? Why do we have to say that it's Rebbe who holds like Rebbe Yehuda? Because Urcha de Milsa Gitani, it's more appropriate to say it that way, lememer to say that the Tana is Rebbe, and that he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, his Rebbe, because we're saying the Talmud of the Karabi. It's more appropriate to say that it's this Tana, and he's going like his, and he holds like his Rebbe. And it's not really so appropriate to say that it's Rebbe Yehuda, and that he holds like Rebbe his Talmud. But really, we could say that it's both ways. It's not just Rebbe who holds like Rebbe Yehuda. It would even be appropriate to say that it's, meaning in Halacha, that it's Rebbe Yehuda who holds like his Talmud, Rebbe. Amalei, Rebbe Yisrael said to him, in, yes, Dafka Kamina, I specifically said it that way, that Rebbe Sabal like Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, but the Sar Meshtaleach, where, as Rabbi Yosef had said, that specifically we want to say the Tana Mishnah is Rebbe, as we said, from the fact that we said Yom Kippur atones for even for those who do not repent. Ava, but the other way around, Rabbi Yehuda, loy sabal like Rebbe. He does not hold like Rebbe that it atones even for those who do not repent. Because the Tanya Linda Braisa. The Braisa says, Yochel Yehei Yom Kippur mechaper al shavim, b'al she'enim shavim. You would think to say that Yom Kippur atones for people that repent and for those who don't repent. However, Vedinu, logic would tell you not like that. Since we find other things that also atone, specifically a Kram Mechatzis, a Kram Asham, and Yom Kippur Mechaper, and Yom Kippur does the same thing, it also atones. And we would tell you, just like a Kram Mechatzis and Asham, a Mechapim Ela Al Ashavim, it only atones for those who repent. As the Pasuk says, you have to confess on your Kram Mechatzis, and like Vayikrahei, you have to confess, which is the primary halacha of repentance. So too, the logic would tell us that Yom Kippur also only atones for those who repent. However, you could say no. What do you find by Chatzis V'Asham? That, yeah, there it only atones for those who repent. Because we find it's limited. It doesn't atone for those who deliberately sin as it does for those who sin erroneously. Because the majority of Karbanos Chatzis and Asham do not atone for those who do the sin deliberately, only if they did it by mistake. For a few exceptions, which is the Asham of Shivcha Charufa, the Asham of a Nazir Tameh, the Asham of a Shavuos HaPekadnu, who someone swore he doesn't have that deposit, and the Chatzis of Shavuos HaEdus, who swore that he doesn't know any testimony. But on the majority, they only work for Shogi, not Mezid. So maybe there you need to have tshuva. Taimel Yom Kippurim, but who said that we would say the same thing for Yom Kippurim? Shemechapa ala Mezid Kishogi, where we find there's such a huge atonement, as we said in previous stuff, it even atones for deliberate sins. So maybe since it atones even for deliberate sins like erroneous sins, so maybe I would tell you that, yeah, maybe it even atones for those who repent and for those who do not repent. So therefore, since I don't know by comparing it to Chatzis of Asham, says the Braisa, Tamalayim, what it teaches us in the Pasuk Miyikra is Ach. It says, Ach, ba'asa l'chidish ha-shviya zeh, however, on the 10th of this 7th month, the month of Tishrei, Yom Kippurim, who it's the day of atonement. Now, anytime it says in the Torah ach or rak, it's a mir, it's an exclusionary term, it's diminishing. Chilek, it's differentiating to teach you that sometimes Yom Kippurim is not going to atone, meaning when the person does not do tshuva. Now, Stam Sifra, an anonymous Bryce and Taurus Koyanim, with Mani, who's that Tana, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin of Pei Vav Men Aleph. V'kamer, and what's the Brisa saying? Shove him in. If the person atones, then yes, him Kippurim atones. Lo yishav him, lo, if it does not repent, it does not. And therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, it specifically was said that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but actually Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi, and therefore the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks, V'rami stam sefra, stam sefra. But now we have a problem, a contradiction, in two anonymous Brises in the sefra. Because in Teres Kainim and Sefer V'Yikra, because the Tanya learned in a Brisa, a different Brisa who contradicts the Brisa we just quoted. The Brisa says, Yachal lo yehe Yom Kippur mechapa, I would think that Yom Kippur would not atone, Elam kin his anaboy, only the person, faster than Yom Kippur, v'kara mikro kodesh, and he fulfilled all the mitzvahs of mikro kodesh, of sanctifying of the day, v'lo yasubay malocha, and he didn't do any work on it. But lo yisanabai, if the person did not fast in Yom Kippurim, v'loy kar mikra kodesh, and neither did he fulfill it to be a mikra kodesh. In other words, he did not accept the day of Yom Kippurim in his blessings by saying mekadesh yisrael v'yom Kippurim. V'asabai malocha, and he did forbidden work on Yom Kippurim. Minayin, how do I know that even there Yom Kippurim is going to atone? Time 11, the pasuk teaches him yikra Yom Kippurim. It's a day of atonement. Mikom akim, whatever the situation is. So you see, a stam sefra, which we said stam sefra is Rabbi Yehuda, that it atones even for when there's no repentance, the guy's sinning on Yom Kippurim. So how do we resolve? The previous Sifra, Stam Sifra said that Lo Yishavim Lo, and here we see that even if a person's not repentant, Yom Kippurim he's sinning, it does atone. So Mabai says, like Kasha, it's not difficult. Ha, Rabbi. The second Bryce that we just quoted is Rabbi. As we said, there's a relationship between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi. In contrast, Vahar Huda, the first Bryce was like Rabbi Huda. Which, as we pointed out, they disagree on this point regarding if a person does not repent if Yom Kippurim atones. Rav Amar, he says, no, ha v'ha Rebbe. We could even say that both of them are Rebbe, and like we said, like his teacher, like Rebbe Yehuda. U'maydir Rebbe b'karis d'yayim. But Rebbe agrees by the karis of the day of Yom Kippurim itself. In other words, this that we learned in the first Brisa, that it does not atone for those who did not repent. Didn't Rebbe say that it does? That's told by the chorus of the Yom Kippurim itself, meaning regarding the affliction and of the work of Yom Kippurim. But regarding all other sins, it does atone for, even if the person is doing malach and not fasting Yom Kippurim, it atones for all his other sins. But regarding the actual sins of Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur related sins, that's what the first Bryce was saying, that if he doesn't repent, it doesn't atone. And yet the second one was like Rebbe's general halacha, where even if he's sinning on Yom Kippurim, it's going to atone for all other sins. Says Rava, the Ilei Temahachi, because if you don't say like I'm saying, that regarding the chorus of the forbidden work, the forbidden averis of Yom Kippurim itself, that Rebbe would agree that it does not atone, and rather you would want to say that even the chorus of the Yom Kippurim's Isurim itself, that it atones for, even though he's not repenting, but then chorus to Yom Kippurim the Rebbe leslay. So says Rava, so what? According to Rebbe, there is no application of the punishment of Kuris, of the Averis of Yom Kippurim? Then why did the Torah write by Yom Kippurim that if he violates it, there's going to be Kuris? In other words, we understand according to all other Averis regarding the Chiv Kuris, if a person dies before Yom Kippurim, so he doesn't have any atonement. But regarding the Isurim of Yom Kippurim, what's the purpose? The moment he violates it, even unrepentant, Yom Kippurim, the day itself, is going to atone for him. Obviously, says Rava, it must be that the Isurim of Yom Kippurim itself, there Rebbe agrees that if he's unrepentant, Yom Kippurim does not atone for him. And that's how we resolve the two prices, that both Rebbe, but Rebbe differentiates between Karis D'Yema and other creases. To which the Gemara asks and rejects the proof of Rava. Says the Gemara, Alam Alay, why not? In other words, why are you saying that according to Rebbe, why are you saying that there's not going to be an atonement of the chorus of the day without tshuva, but because you said without that, there's no application of the chorus of Yom Kippurim, says the Gemara, no, mishkach hazla, you could find it, kagain da ovid, belil, you amiss, if he did a malacha at the night, the eve of Yom Kippurim, and he died, that he didn't have the daytime yet to atone for him, because the kapar of Yom Kippurim is during the day, like the pasuk says, from Yikat Azayin, ki bayoyim hazayich apalechem, and this day it atoned for you. So that's an application. Even if we say that the day itself atones for him, unrepentant for the Isur Ayayim, you could still have a case where he's going to get Karis and it's not going to have atonement if he sinned in the night and he died in the nighttime. Ela Ema rather says Rava in response to that question as we continue to Beis, Karis di Mamala Rebbe Leslie, but then you're not going to have a case of Karis of daytime. But the pasuk explicitly says that karis is even by the daytime, because it says both by the halacha of affliction on Yom Kippurim, of fasting, and of malacha, it says be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the essence of this day. So obviously that Rebbe has to agree that regarding karis the yom, it says Rava, that it's not going to atone if he's unrepentant. Which is my response. Alam aloy. Why not? Mishkachasla, you could even find, even if he would hold it, does atone from unrepentant, even regarding karis of the yom, the achal umtza v'chanke yomis. If he ate a piece of meat and he choked on it and he died, he didn't get a chance to have a moment of the day after his sin to atone for him, because he died the second he choked on the meat, which is the moment he did the isra of eating on Yom Kippur. Inami, or another approach, is the achal samach l'shkiyas hachama. If he ate right next to sundown at the end of Yom Kippur, as the day is about to end, where there wasn't a moment after his sin of daytime, which it didn't have a moment to atone for him. And therefore, there's no proof for Rava that Rebbe agrees. That was Rava's approach. He could say his approach to resolve the stira in the Sifra, but there's no proof that Rebbe would agree regarding Karas D'Yayme, because we could find cases, even if it does atone, that it wouldn't have an opportunity to atone, and it's regarding that the halach of Karas and Megipurim would apply. The Mishnah continued and said, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehana, Echad Kohen Meshuach. That this halach of the Sar La'Azazel atoning for all the rest of the sins of the Jewish people applies to a regular Jew, a Kohen, a Kohen Meshuach, the anointed Kohen. Now, the Gemara asks, Haguf HaKasha, there seems to be an internal contradiction in the words of the Mishnah. Ketani, the Mishnah teaches, as we just quoted, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kehan, Echad Kohen Meshuach, they're all the same. That it applies to a Yisrael, Kehan, and Kohen Meshuach. V'hadu Tani, then the next words the Mishnah says, Ma Bein Yisrael, Kehan, and Kohen Meshuach. What is the difference between Yisrael and Kehan, and Kohen Meshuach? You just said they're the same. Now you're asking, what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this is what the Tana is saying. Echad Yisrael, v'echad Kehan, v'echad Kohen Meshuach, they're all the same, that the Meskapin B'sor HaMeshtalech B'Sha'a Averis, which is what the Tana is talking about over there in the context, that they all get atonement with this Sar that's sent away regarding all other sins. But then when it asks, what is the difference, it's V'ein Chilek B'Nim, and there is no difference between them. Uma Bein Yisrael, Kehan, v'echad Kohen Meshuach, said, where do they differ? Not regarding other sins. Ella, the difference is Shahapar, the bull that the Kohen Gadol brings, is Machapar al Kahan, matones with the Kahan, mal Tumas Mikdash Kedasha Bechulu, regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedasha. In contrast, for the Yisraelim, they get the atonement from the Sar. It's regarding that, meaning the Sar Lashem. It's regarding that they're different, but regarding the Sar Lazal, the one that's sent away, that they're all the same. There's no difference between Yisraelim and Kahan and Kohen Meshuach. Says the Gemara Mani, and who's the Tana of a Mishnah, which we already had established this on Amud Aleph, when we said that the Sefer is like Rabbi Yehuda, we have to say that Rebbe is like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Mani Rabbi Yehudi, this statement of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the title in the Braisam, the Pasuk says, V'chipra es mikdash ha-kodesh, which this Pasuk is by the Avodah of the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippurim, which they atoned for, as we've always been saying, for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. So the words of the Pasuk indicate regarding what of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim do these karbanis that are brought all the way inside atone for. So when it says it atones for the Mikdash HaKodesh, the Holy of the Holy, Zelefna v'lefnim, this refers to the innermost chambers of the Beis HaMikdash, or what's known as the Kodesh HaKodeshim, regarding if the Tumah happened inside the Holy of the Holies. For example, let's say the Kohen Gadol became Tumah, Lefnai v'lefnim, and he delayed there the amount of time that it takes to bow down, which the Gemara later on, the Tezayin Mabez, in the second parak, is going to explain, he's liable for that delay. Regarding that, the carbon atones for. When it says in the pasuk it's oil moyed, zehechel, that refers to the sanctuary, that what's known as the kodesh, if it became tummy in the hechel. When it says in the pasuk mizbeach, the altar, that's kemesh moyed, that's like literally meaning the mizbeach hazav, the inner mizbeach, if he sacrificed incense, the keteris, in a state of impurity, and he delayed, that for that the carbon of the par and the sar lashem atone for. When it says in the pasuk yichaper, it atones, so that refers to the Elu Azaris, if someone went into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah, regarding that it atones for. And it says, Kohanim, for the Kohanim, Kemesh Moin, literally means for the Kohanim. Am HaKol, the people of the assembly, Eli, so that refers to the general public of the Jewish people. And it says, Yichaper, it atones, El Alvim, that refers to the Alvim. Now this last Yichaper, Hushvu Kulam, it now equated in the Pasuk, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, L'chapar Achas, for one atonement. What does that mean? Because they all get their atonement with the sar that sent away regarding all other sins, Divrei Yehuda. Because in contrast to by Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, then you can't say that they're equal, even though that's the context of the pasuk. Because like we said, the par is Machapa Nekahanim. The sar that's brought inside is Machapa the Yisrael. But the pasuk seems to be at the end, when it says Yichaper, it already included Kam Levim Yisrael. For what are we equating them all? That says Rabbi Yehuda, who we're saying is the Tana of Amishnah, which Echad Ka, Echad Yisrael, Echad Ka, Echad Mishrach, regarding the Sar Lazazel, that is like Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees, and that's why our Tana of Amishnah is not like. He says, Kishim Shadam Sar Hanas Befnim, just like the blood of the Sar Lashem, which is done inside the Beis HaMikdash, is Mechapa al Yisrael, atones for the Jewish people al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, regarding impurities relating to the Tumah of the Mikdash or Kachim, without any vidui, without any confession. Because actually there is no vidui done by the Kohen Gadol on the Sar Hanas Befnim, the Sar Lashem. So Kach Dam HaPar, so therefore so too the blood of the bull without any vidui, Mechapa al Kahanim, that atones for the Kahanim, al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. Now, so therefore you still have left over the vidui that the Kohen Gadol does on the Par, for other Averis. So there, that's why he continues and he says, not like Rabbi Yehuda, he says, and just like the vidui of the Sar Meshtalech, where the Kohen Gadol for the Jewish people's sins, there's two Sar, Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel. The Sar Lashem, there's no vidui, only dam. And the Sar Lazazel, there's no blood, it's just thrown off a cliff, and there is vidui. So just like the Sar Lashem, the blood is what atones for the Jewish people for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. The power that the Kohen Gadol brings for him and the Kahanim, there's two things actually done on that power. There's the blood is thrown inside, and there's vidui done in it. So he says that just like by the Sar Lashem, the blood atones for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and so too the power is blood. And just like Sar Lazazel, the vidui alone is what atones for the Ukshim Shevidui Shel Zar Meshtaleach. Just like the vidui of the Sar that sent away Mechapa al Yisrael B'Shar Veis atones for the Jewish people regarding all the other sins, Kach vidui shel par, so to the vidui that the Kohen Gadol does on that same par that he throws the blood inside. He does a vidui, mechapal kahanim shaveis, and it turns to the kahanim for all the other veris, meaning not like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that for regarding all of the sins, the kahanim do share their atonement with the sar meshtaleach that the Jewish people get. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon, havadi hushvu, but most definitely, as we brought before, the pasuk equates kam levim Yisraelim for one atonement. And if he's saying, as he is, that regarding all other sins, they're not equal, so regarding what is the pasuk equating them? Says the Gemara, my hushvu, what are they being equated for? The B'nei Kaparan, and it's saying that they all get, and that's what it's equalizing them for, that they all get atonement, which is coming to teach you that all of them get atonement, whether regarding Tumas Mikdash, whether regarding all other sins. Me, however, kol chad v'chad, mechapet b'nafsh, but each one gets their atonement elsewhere. The Kohanim get it in the par, and the Jewish people get it in the Seirim, the Sar Lashem, which is Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, and the Sar Lazazel, which is regarding all other affairs. So ask the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he holds that the Azazel, the Mishtalech, the one that's sent away, that does not atone for the Kohanim? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says in Yikra, v'lokach eshnei ha-seirim, that the Kohen Gadol has to take the two he-goats, which is the Sar Lashem, which is the Sar Hanasim Bifnim, and the Sar Lazazel, which is sent away, what's known as Sar Mishtalech. Now, Iskish Sar Mishtalech Lesir Hanas Befinim. The pasuk is equating, saying the two Seir, the two he-goats. It sounds like that they're being equated, that to tell you as follows, Maser Hanas Befinim, just like the he-goat that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, Einem Echapar Al Kahanim Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, that does not atone for the Kahanim regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. How do we know that? Because the Chesed Bey, the pasuk says regarding it, Asher La'am, which is for the people and not for the Kahanim. So Avsar Mishtalech is being equated so to the Sar that sent away in the Mechapa al Kahanim Sharbeis is not atone for the Kahanim regarding other Aveis. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Melech, he would tell you, where he holds that the Kahanim do get atonement with the Sar Mishtalech, says, no, Lahachi Iskish, it's equated for a different Halacha. So you Shavim, it's just telling you that the Sar Mishtalech and the Sar Lashem have to be equal, b'mara, in appearance, u'b'koyme, and in height, u'b'damim, and in money. That's what Huda asa, that's what's coming to teach, but not to say that just like they don't get atonement with that, they don't get atonement with that. He also knows that the Kohanim do get atonement for the rest of their sins with the Sar Lazazel. So the Gemara says, based on what we just described, Man Tana Loha de Tan Rabban. Who's the Tana of the following Brais that we're going to bring? Which Tana brings a pasuk in Yikra, which talks about the Sar Hanasa Befnim, says, V'shachat Esir HaChatas Asher La'am, that he should slaughter the he-goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. When it says Asher La'am, She'ein HaKohanim Eskapim, which teaches you because the Kohanim do not get atonement with that Sar Lashem. So Ubamam Eskapim, so with what do the Kohanim get their atonement? Says the Brisa, B'parshal Aaron, with the power that the Kohen Gadol brings for himself, with that power, the Kohanim are included in that atonement. Because You would think actually that they would not get atonement with the bull of Aaron, meaning with the Kohen Gadol. Because the pasuk already says, "V'yikra asher loy," which is for him, which is only for him and not for the rest of the kohanim. Me'ata in lam kapor. But then, if that would be the case, then the kohen would not have any atonement because they're not with the Jewish people and they're not with the Kohen Gadol, and there's no other korbanos being brought. When the pasuk says yichaper, that they're going to get an atonement, that's ala kohanim. That refers to the kohanim. So metzin lam kapor. So we find that they do get atonement. So b'man miskapim. So we know they do get atonement. So with what do they get atonement? Says the Brisa, mutav sheiskaper b'parash l'aron, better that they get atonement with the bull of Aaron HaKohen, with the Kohen Gadol, shaharim hutr mechlolei, because it was already permitted from its general categorization, meaning, although the general statement said, asher loy, which is for him, which sounds like only for him and not for others, it was already undone somewhat, eitzel beisai, regarding the family of the Kohen Gadol, because the pasuk says, avikot tezayin, v'chibar ba'adoy v'ad beisai, that it atones for him and for his family. And so it doesn't really mean just him. So therefore, once it's already opened up, we'll expand that and include also the Kohanim. In contrast, while Yiskaper, Besar, and Asbifnim, they shouldn't get their atonement with the Sar of the Jewish people, which is done inside the Kachah Kachim, Shleihotim Mechlala Yitzel Besa, which is not opened up regarding any other category, including the family of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it would include also the Kohanim, meaning that of the Par and that of the Sar Lashem. Now, it says the Braisa Vim Nafshach Leimer, but if you do want to ask on this exposition that we're saying, which later on the Gemara is going to explain what would have the question been, so then I could still tell you that, but you have to say that the pasuk is teaching you that the Kohanim do get their atonement with the bull of Aaron HaKohen. Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Beis Aharon Baruch Hashem, the household of Aaron, bless Hashem. Beis HaLevi Baruch Hashem, the Levim, the household of Levim, bless Hashem. Yiri Hashem Baruch Hashem, those who fear God, bless Hashem. So we see the Yisraelim in Yiri Hashem, we see the Levim in Beis HaLevi, we're the Kohanim. Obviously, when it says Beis Aharon, it refers to all the Kohanim, and they're all called Beisai, his household. So they're already included when the pasuk says Uva'ad Beisai. So therefore, from there, you see clearly that the Kohanim get their atonement from the Kohen Gadol's carbon in the par. Says the Gemara, Man Tana. So who's the Tana of this Braisa, which in his words had said that, wait a second, it mentions Kohen Gadol's atonement, Asher Lo, it mentions the Jewish people's atonement. Now, so the Tana had said, Ma'ata ein lam kapar. So that would sound like the Kohen are not going to get atonement. Which sounds like that if not for the power of Aaron, according to the Kohen Gadol, atoning for them, they would not have had an atonement. Who is the Tana? Amir B'yumah, he says, Doloi Rabbi Yehuda. It cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, as the Gemara is going to explain, it must be like Rabbi Shimon, who he said that all their atonements are in the par. Why? Because the Rabbi Yehuda, because it would be like Rabbi Yehuda, even if they would not get atonement with the power of Aaron, the Kohen of the Kohen Gadol, Ha'amr, he says, Kehanim yesh lehen kapar b'sar mishtalech, they do get atonement with the sar mishtalech regarding all their other sins. So therefore, Amani, so who's the Tana of this Braisa? Rav Amar, Rabbi Shimon, he must be like Rabbi Shimon, Do'amah Kehanim, Einam kapar b'sar mishtalech. He says, no, there is no, they have nothing from the Jewish people. They get no atonement even with the sar mishtalech. The only thing they get is with the par. And if we would not include them in the par of Aaron HaKohen, they would get no atonement at all. Therefore, it must be the Tana this Braisa is like Rabbi Shimon. Abayam, he says, no, I feel like Rabbi Yehuda, could even say the Tana of the Braisa like Rabbi Yehuda. And Hochikam, this is what the Tana was saying. When he was saying, Ma'ate Einlem kapar, when he was saying, so they're not going to get an atonement, he was saying they're not going to get atonement betumas mikdash or kedashav regarding the impurities of the base of mikdash and kadshim. That's what he said. When the pasuk says that they get atonement on the kahanim, metzina sheshlim kapara bishar veris, we find that they do get atonement regarding other sins. And that's what he says. Just like we find that they get atonement regarding other sins. So, and how do we know they get atonement on other sins? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, they do. They are included in Nisar HaMishtaleach. That's what the Tana Braisa was saying. So, Kach Yeshlin Kapara, that would tell us also that they do have atonement, as the Ketim Tabi B'dalam and Aleph, but Tumas Mikdash Ukadashim, regarding the halachas of Tuma in the Beis HaMikdash. Because when it says in the Pasuk, Ala Kahanim, Vakol Amakol Yichaper, which that, as we said before, teaches that they're equated for one Kapar of the Samash Talech, according to Yehuda, so we find they do have atonement by other sins. So therefore, the logic of the Tana was, just like we find the Torah was concerned to provide atonement for them regarding all the other sins, so we could derive based on that logically that they would also get atonement for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. That's what the Tana of the Braisa says. B'mahim Eskapim, with what are they going to get atonement with that? So that's what the Tana was saying. Mutav Sheiskapim B'parashal Aaron, better they get atonement with the power of Aaron, again regarding Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, because we're saying it's even like a Yehuda. whereas other averis is with the sar mishtalech of the Jewish people. And why would we say that sharihut mechlolei tzabesa? Because it already was undone. The loy, that's not just for him; it's also his household. Va'yiskapru b'sar nas befenim, and not that the Jewish, not that the kahanim should get atonement from tumas mikdash kedushim with the sar lashem that's done inside. Sharihut mechlolei, because that wasn't opened up at all to include anything else. That seems to be ironclad, and that's what the Brisa said. V'mnaf shaklemi. But if you want to, and you have difficulty with this to expound the kohen gadol, his family, to include the rest of Kam too, that's what the Pasuk Tehillim says, Beis Aaron, Baruch Hu Hashem Vegam, which we said that's obviously including all the Kohanim as the household of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore they're all included in Uva'ad Beis. So the Gemara asks, Umayim Nafshach Leimer, what is the time of the Braisa? What would the question have been that we could have asked why we had to bring the second Pasuk? Says the Gemara, because Vechitim, a basic Siv, and if you're going to say, but it says for him and it's for his family, and the rest of Kam are not his family. That's what the town of Bryce was saying. Kulan, Kurim, Beis, I know they're all called his family. Shnem, like it says in the Pasuk, Beis, Aaron, Baruchas Hashem, the household of Aaron, bless Hashem, Yir Hashem, Baruchas Hashem. So you see that they're included, and that's why they are included in the Kapara, the atonement of the Kohen Gadol. But again, the Gemara says, according to Abaya, it's not obviously that it would only be like Rava, like the way Rava said it's like Reb Shimon. It could even have been like Reb Yehuda, because when they're saying he's not going to get atonement, it means I'm not going to get atonement for the kingdom of Tumas Mikdash Kedushah, and that's what we're saying, that you need the power of the Kohen Gadol. But regarding all averus, we could have said that it would have been from the Sar Mishtaleach, the way Rabbi Yehuda holds.